Sports Central. Basketball. Well, I should say some more basketball because we just did talk basketball with Nathan Stribble. We're going to talk NBA now with Tom Reid from the Believe the Hype NBA.com. G'day, Tom.
Hey, Tony. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for coming on board, mate. Really appreciate it. And we should say some good news for Pelicans fans. Big man Anthony Davis has been cleared to play against the Nets after receiving a concussion against Houston earlier this week. So good news for them.
Yeah, great news for them. And you know, after his concussion against Houston, when he got elbowed by his teammate Tyreke Evans in the head, and he missed the game against Sacramento later on the week, but he passed the NBA's concussion protocol, so he played today, and he had a really good game. He had his first double-double since January 14, where the Pelicans came home 105-103 in the battle of one and two of the worst teams in the league right now, and Anthony Davis dropped 20 points and 16 rebounds. So good to have him back on the floor.
Yeah, very much so. Hornets forward Michael Kidd-Gilchrist made his season debut yesterday after missing the first 4 months of the season with a shoulder injury. How'd he go?
He went really well, and because he got injured on the very first quarter of preseason. So it's been a long out that the Michael Kidd-Gilchrist has been out, but played extremely well in this game, even though it wasn't a losing effort against the Blazers. Started in the game, played 33 minutes, dropped 13 points and 7 rebounds. And even though after the game he said he was quite tired, he's happy to be back on the floor. And this is a huge in for the Hornets, who are about 2.5 games out of the playoff race right now. So there's still a realistic chance of making the playoffs. So having MKG back in the lineup definitely helps them in terms of, you know, having their full roster back out there and defensively as well. He's one of the elite perimeter defenders in the league. So with big games coming up against the likes of Carmelo Anthony, Paul George, LeBron James, Jimmy Butler, having him back on the court for them is very warranted right now.
Some good games being played at the moment, or one in particular, the Rockets and the Wizards. The Rockets up 74-72 deep into the third. That's padding out to be a ripper of a match.
Yeah, that is. These two teams generally often have quite close matchups. I mean, John Wall plays really well when he comes up against the Houston Rockets, because he generally matches up against James Harden, who defensively isn't really able to stick around with John Wall. So those two guys seem like they're going out. I think Wall has about 11 points at the moment, James Harden 23. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the final 16 minutes of this game.
And the other game that everyone's watching is the game between the Spurs and the Cavs, coming up towards half time, just under a minute to go. And the Spurs, who of course have a 39-7 record, are trailing the Cavs over a 33-12 record, 66-49.
Yeah, the Cavs have just come out hot early in this game. And Kevin Love, who a couple of days after being snubbed from the All-Star game, is coming out and he's playing a red-hot game. And this is a huge... This is a really important game for the Cavs, considering that they got absolutely blown off the court last week by the Golden State Warriors. So to come up against now the second best team in basketball in the San Antonio Spurs and put this sort of effort together, especially playing that up-tempo offense that their new coach Tyronn Lue wants them to play, this is a good sign for the Cavaliers at halftime.
We've seen Patty Mills get much time in the first half.
He did. Both Patty and Delly got a bit of court good time. I don't have the box score in front of me, so I haven't seen exactly what they've done. But you know, Patty looks quite good out there offensively and defensively too.
Good to hear. Tom, take us through your top three moments of the week so far. There've been a couple of interesting ones.
There has, and the first one. So moment number three, and this is a shout out to Melbourne United. Former Melbourne United import from last season, Jordan McRae, who's been playing in the D-League this season, dropped a 61-point game for the Delaware 76ers earlier on this week, which is a D-League record. That's the highest ever score in a D-League game. And it finally caught the attention of an NBA team for him. The Phoenix Suns picked him up 2 days ago to a 10-day contract. And he played his first game for the Suns at Madison Square Garden against the Knicks in the world's most famous arena. He dropped 12 points, had 4 assists, and it was a really, really good debut for him. He looks great on the fast break, connecting with some runners, and also threw down a massive highlight dunk of the game.
Wow, that is amazing. Number two, DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins had a huge week this week, especially early on, having a 48-point performance in a win over Indiana, and then a franchise record 56 points and 12 rebounds against the Charlotte Hornets in unfortunately a loss for them. But he backed that up by being named in the All-Star game later on this week. And then he's also going to be the first ever big man to take part in the Skills Challenger at All-Star Weekend as well. So a really good week all round for DeMarcus Cousins.
And some big accolades for Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas, who is also going to be in the All-Star Game. And it's one of the really good feel-good stories in the NBA right now. Isaiah was selected 5 years ago by the Sacramento Kings with the 60th and last pick in the NBA draft. And he's bounced around the league a little bit. He couldn't really find a home in Sacramento. He went to Phoenix after that. They shipped him off straight away. And this whole time, the one team that's believed in him has been his team now, that the Boston Celtics. Danny Ainge has tried to get a hold of Isaiah Thomas for a lot of years, but has never been able to find the right deal. So finally got his guy. And it's paying off. Isaiah Thomas is now an All-Star. And it's a really good story for a guy who's you know, 5'10", one of the most undersized players in the league, to be able to get into this game over some superstars in his position, such as Kyrie Irving and Derrick Rose.
If people want to follow your thoughts on Twitter, they can at TRA Reed or at BT Hype NBA. Tom, thanks for your time.
Not a problem. Catch you soon.